Pages 62 and 63. The Time Travellers. The Bank Robbery. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
The children watched the men get off their horses and walk up to the bank. The people in the street looked very worried and went inside their houses. The men had scarves around their mouths. They disappeared inside the bank.
"I don't like this,"
said Phoebe.
"I think they're going to rob the bank."
A minute later, a woman ran out of the building.
"They're robbing the bank!" she shouted.
"You were right, Phoebe,"
said Alex.
"But what can we do?"
"We can go in and stop them,"
said Patrick.
"Don't be silly,"
said Phoebe.
"That's too dangerous. Let's go and talk to the sheriff."
The kids went into the sheriff's office and told him about the robbers. He wasn't very interested.
"Aren't you going to do something?"
asked Phoebe.
"What can I do?"
asked the sheriff.
"They're the Dalton brothers, the most dangerous robbers around. I'm not going to try to stop them. It's too dangerous."
"Well, somebody has got to do something,"
said Patrick.
"Come on, I've got a plan."
Patrick walked over to the robbers' horses. Phoebe and Alex followed.
"Pass me that rope,"
he said. Alex gave him the rope, and Patrick tied it around the horses' legs.
"That'll stop them,"
he said.
"I think we need to do more,"
said Alex.
"Give me your penknife, Patrick."
"Hurry up, boys,"
said Phoebe.
"The Daltons are coming."
The Dalton brothers walked up to the children.
"You three are brave,"
the tallest one said. He took out a big knife. The kids were scared.
"Don't worry,"
he said.
"This is to free our horses. Nice try, kids."
He cut the rope from the horses' legs and they rode away.
Yee-haw!
"That wasn't a very good plan,"
Phoebe said.
"Just wait a minute,"
said Alex. As the Daltons were leaving town, their horses jumped over a fence and the men fell to the ground.
Whoa,
"We've got them,"
Alex shouted.
"Get the sheriff."
The sheriff walked up to the brothers and put handcuffs on them.
"That was very clever, kids. How did you do it?"
"I knew they had to jump over that fence to leave town,"
said Alex.
"So I cut the straps on their saddles."
The sheriff took the brothers to the jail and put them behind bars. He gave each of the kids a badge.
"Thank you,"
he said. As the kids walked past the jail door, the shortest of the brothers shouted out to them.
"We'll get you, kids!"
"I don't think so,"
said Phoebe. She could see the yellow light glowing.
"Goodbye, Dalton brothers. Goodbye, Sheriff."
The time travellers walked into the light and were gone in a flash.